all you cats and kittens out there in Radioland. It's a Slight Surface Noise sound system in full effect in our second hour. My name's Sean. You're listening to WRIR LP 97.3 FM Richmond. And in the studio tonight, have a very special guest. He's going to talk to us about Catterday. And before he does, I just want to wish all of you a very happy Catterday. It happens every Catterday, Saturday, to those of you who don't know about Catterday. And I'll let my guest introduce himself, so you can just go ahead.
Hello. My name is JT.
Hi, JT. How are you doing today?
I'm doing great. I'm doing great because it's Catterday.
I know, right?
I love Catterday. I love cats on Saturday. That is Catterday.
So, can Catterday be any day, or is it just Saturday?
Well, a man smarter than myself once said that every day is Catterday. And I'm inclined to agree with him. But today is actually Catterday. And I think this Catterday is a good day to talk about tubes and the cats that are in them.
So are there more cats in the tubes on an average Catterday, or is it just cats are always going to be in the tubes?
Well, cats are always going to be in the tubes, every second of every day. Cats are here with us in the tubes. But on Catterday, they deserve our special recognition.
So is there any statistics on average cat per tube, or, I mean, how's it work?
17,534. Okay. That's actually, that figure's a year old at this point.
Okay.
We'll know again in spring after the cats have reproduced again.
Okay.
And filled it.
It's a yearly Catterday census. I like it. Yeah, it's Catterday. Be sure to pet a cat if you see one. Check the back of your computer for your Cat 5 plug. And make sure you have at least 5 cats plugged in at all times. Otherwise, your internet might be kind of funky. So, yeah, got some nocturnal earthworm stew in the background. David Pritchard on Island. I don't know if he was a fan of cats, but I feel like all the cats I've had since I've had this record have gotten down. So hopefully you're enjoying it. I don't know, you have anything else to say about cats? Any developments on the Catterday front?
Well, Catterday is perhaps the best day of the week to pet a cat. So if on this particular Catterday you don't have a cat to pet, I recommend getting one.
And there are plenty of ways to do that. The SPCA is an obvious choice, but there are a lot of cats out there, and people don't always spay or neuter them. So I feel like Catterday would be the best day if you were thinking about adopting a cat to just go ahead and do it. And if you have any questions about how or who you can get in touch with as far as adopting cats, feel free to call us, 804-649-9737. Studio phone line, myself and JT will be more than happy to answer your questions about getting yourself a cat on Catterday. I mean, it makes your Catterday all the more special, I think.
We are here to meet all your cat-related needs this Catterday.
And that goes for every show. I mean, we like cats at the Slight Surface Noise sound system. And cats like us, we hope. I know most of them do. And if you're looking for a dog, too, same thing. Like, I mean, I know there's some bad blood between cats and dogs, but I think it's just a Hollywood made-up sort of thing to make bad movies. But yeah, I don't know. Just cats, man. They're pretty rad. And if you're a cool cat or a kitten out there listening, we appreciate it. Thank you for tuning in with us tonight. You've been listening to some crazy music. Last track was California by Robert Charlebois and Louis Forestier off their self-titled album On Gamma from 1968, in fact. Before that, Akeem Rekel, Tanz der Vogel in den Winden, which is Dance of the Bird in the Wind, on Autovision. It's like their fourth or fifth record. It's on Zebra from 74. For that, we heard Mother Mallard's Portable Masterpiece Company with Water Wheel from their album Like a Duck to Water off the label Earthquack from 1976. That self-released album Those guys were really rad because they got in touch with Robert Moog and were like, hey, give us a Moog. We're going to take it on the road and run around showing people how to play a Moog. And they want to claim that they were the first kind of touring act to have Moogs involved, which is really awesome. Cats like Moogs. Before that, we heard Droids with Shanty Dance, French disco electronic music from the late 70s, 1977 to be exact. Star Piece is the album. Barclay is the label. Some great videos of them online if you just type in Droids and Star Piece, or, you know, Droids, Robots, not the Star Wars ones. Zodiac before that with Pacific off of Disco Alliance on a label whose name I can't pronounce because I don't know how to speak in a reed acrylic, or not acrylic. I don't know how.
Srillic. It's Srillic, I think. It's
Yeah. That's from 1980. Also a great band to check for. Lots of great spacey cosmic disco sort of stuff. And that takes us back to Gaz with Sing Sing, which we heard over the last break. And yeah, it was a lot of cat talk, right, meow? And I appreciate all the kittens out there listening. If you have any questions about cats or concerns, or just want to say meow, like I said, 804-649-9737 would be the studio phone line. I'm not really sure what's going to play next. If you're a cat out there and you got a request, call in. I'll try to make it happen. Thank y'all for tuning in, by the way, once again. I appreciate your support. The radio station appreciates your support. Catterday appreciates your support. Solidarity in Catterday, because it is serious business. And speaking of serious business, the new community school is pleased to announce the third annual Read Art Show and Sale to support kids with dyslexia, featuring over 100 local and regional artists at the school's campus at 4211 Hermitage Road. After the opening reception on February 24th, the gallery will be open to the public from the 25th through the 27th. The new community school is the only secondary school in Central Virginia devoted solely to restructuring the language skills of students with dyslexia while challenging their intellect and preparing them for college. Learn more about the new community school and this exhibition. You can call 804-266-2494 or visit tncs.org. And we got Robert Pritchard with the Nocturnal Earthworm Stew for you, right, meow? So stay tuned.
Ready. regarded as an admission of guilt.
Thank you. child. Now and then, some of us break the time-rusted padlock, which binds us in a memory of simple giving. Chicken and a hill of new potatoes.
5 o'clock in the capital city. You're listening to WRIR LP 97.3 FM Richmond. That's Richmond Independent Radio, the city of Richmond's official emergency broadcast outlet. And it's the Slight Surf Noise sound system for the next hour. That's 6 o'clock, when Tall Feathers will be in the building for Intertribal. Thanks for listening. Stay tuned.
Thank you. Thank you. to me.
Thank you.
Spaces you and I have been experiencing, or just might be listening to your radio or webcast at. One day I'm going to go to a place where I can hear the sounds of an ultra-nose bottle dolphin and maybe hang out with one. I've listened to all kinds of great stuff tonight, mostly synth-based and infused and fancy. That was Donald Byrd, Places and Spaces, title track off the Blue Note album from 77. Oh, 75, just kidding, but so great. We just listen to this whole album, except that it's against FCC policy to listen to an entire album or more than four tracks in a row by a similar artist in 3-hour period, so I try not to do that, but we'll play it in the background while I talk about what we've heard. For the Donald Byrd, White Noise and Electric Storm, Your Hidden Dreams is the track. It's on Island from 1969, featuring Delia Derbyshire, who is most infamous for taking the original composition of the Doctor Who theme and making that sound that we all know and love. And she did that with tapes and loops. And the sound she could make with some tapes, like, she would just take ordinary recordings, splice them, rearrange them, play them backwards, do whatever, and just make amazing sounds. Really inspiring. For that, Craig Kupka with a track off of Modern Dance Technique on Hochter. No year on that one, I couldn't find it, but it's electric piano, vibraphono, and percussion. And also a pleasant reminder of why we don't listen to too many ambient records in a row at 5 in the morning. Because you kind of get really relaxed in the studio, the lights are down a little low, and you just space out and forget, oh hey, I'm on the radio. For that, Klaus Schulze with Weird Caravan from Mind Phaser. That's a compilation on Brain from 81. Then we had a track from Teddy Lasry. Altitude was the track on a library. It's plus OU minus 8,000 on Patchwork from the late 70s. Anduin with A Light in the Darkness off of the Abandoned and Sleep album on SMTG Limited. Anduin, keyboard player from Souvenirs Young America, local group, local guy. That's from 2009. He actually played a show tonight, CD album release party. I missed it, but I'm glad that there's another Anduin release out there for me to hunt down, because everything that guy does is great, and he makes a point to actually do it with keyboards and not laptops. So if you're a snob about your ambient music, that's an important fact. Magic Lantern with Friendship up there, Platoon album on Not Fun, released last year. Bruce Hack with Supernova before that, off the Electric Lucifer on Columbia. That's from 1970, how about that? Stellar Ohm Source with Red, Green, Blue off Trilogy Select from last year on Old English Spelling Bee. And that takes us back to the last time I was rambling on about stuff. So you are listening to WRIR LP 97.3 FM Richmond. We got 19 minutes for Tall Feathers Does Her Thing. And it's going to be good if you like stuff that can kind of just close your eyes and listen to and appreciate and enjoy and be renewed, energized, or maybe just whisked away to some magical place. Stay tuned, because that's what Intertribal does for me all the time. And I it's an honor to be before that show and after Frenetic Friday. It's an honor to be on the radio. I say that all the time, but it's the truth. And the DJs that are part of the family here are amazing people. And just their knowledge and depth and passion about their music is so great. And if you feel like you have that feeling, you should get involved. Check out our website, WRIR.org. There's a link to be a volunteer. You don't have to be a DJ if you don't want to be behind a mic, if you don't want to read PSAs, or you just don't think your music is up to par. There's other ways to get involved. But I tell you what, I used to be that person. I was like, nah, I'm not that DJ. And somehow I have been. So, yeah. Before we get back into the music, the Virginia Museum of Fine Arts, in conjunction with the Richmond Jazz Society, presents the Jazz Cafe A free event open to the public every Thursday evening through September. A variety of jazz trios will perform in the VMFA's Best Cafe on Thursday evenings from 6 to 9 p.m. The series is presented free of charge. You can take a break and relax after work with great jazz, light fare, and refreshing drinks. Coming up next, Melly, Contemporary Vocal Jazz. Full details are at vmfa.museum/jazzcafe. That's JAZZCAFE. That's vmfa.museum/jazzcafe. I feel like there might be some information missing there. I don't know, but check it out. Put it into your favorite web browser. Or call me at the studio, 804-649-9737. We'll figure out this mystery together. And back into the music with some Mandrake. We'll be right back. All right, cats and kittens, it's about that time. I got one more track for you. It's from Animal Collective off their latest EP, Fall Be Kind. Of course, that's a couple years old, and they are recording new material in theory, or at least gathered to do such. Yeah, Tall Feathers is up in about 5 minutes, so stay tuned. Thank you.
I think I can.